This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Good morning, Douglas, Elm, and peeps. It's a beautiful Friday. The weather's gorgeous. The sun's out. People are excited to talk to us. So I was thinking this morning, about the power of your state of mind. I was talking to Susie in Beverly Hills the other day, and she was asking me about NLP, and I always tell people that NLP is really, it's really about observation, you know, noticing patterns, noticing processes between, you know, from people and building rapport. And it's really about your state of mind. And it's about what you feed yourself, right? And the way, even the words that you use. And my good friend John Batia called me out probably about 5 months ago, and I was being a negative Nancy and just really just not in the best state of mind. And at the time, I think it was maybe 5-6 months ago, we had taken this listing out in Temecula, and it was really like trophy property for Temecula. I remember John asked me, he's like, hey, what are you doing today? And I'm like, I have to go to Temecula and list this property. And he's like, just kind of laughed at me, and he says, you have to, huh? He's like, you have to go take a listing. He goes, I'm curious, how much is the listing? I said, it's going to be about $1.3 million. And he's like, wow. He's like, you seem so upset because you have to go list a $1.3 million listing that's this total trophy property where most people would look at that as such an opportunity that they get to go list a property. And I was thinking about this in context because I do this a lot to myself, and it's the have to versus get to. Because we have to always be in a constant state of mind in sales that radiates positivity. People don't want to work with the downtrodden, right? They don't want to work with the Eeyores of the world. They're like, well, I guess so. Well, I have to. But the power of just changing the words that you use in your own mind gets you in such a better state. And so when I reference state, I'm talking about state of mind, state of your being, right? So I notice myself do this a lot where I'm like, well, I've got a prospect today. I don't have to prospect today. When I simply just change the words to, I get the opportunity to talk to people about their dreams, I get the opportunity to build my business today, it puts me in such a different state of mind that I get excited about it. And so I notice from coaching a lot of agents that they tell me on a regular basis the same thing. Well, I have to go knock at like 20 doors today. I have to do an open house this weekend. And the truth is, you don't have to. There might be a need because you've got a family to feed. You've got rent or a mortgage to pay. But the reality is we get to do so many amazing things in this business. I get to go on a listing appointment at 5:15 tonight, and I was on another appointment last night at 5:15, and I had this amazing opportunity to go assist one of our agents who got her first listing at 6% for $1.1 million, and I got the pleasure, the opportunity to help her. And so when I look at it, like my initial thought when I got the, hey, can you do a listing appointment on Friday at 5:15, I'm like, that's Friday. You know, I've worked a long week this week. Now I have to go on an appointment. And I thought about this yesterday, and I was thinking about this morning when I was working out, like what an amazing opportunity I have to go help somebody. You know, I get to go meet with someone and talk to them about selling one of their largest assets and building the opportunity for them to get into their next home. And so, you know, sometimes this call is about role play, but sometimes it's simply for me because I actually identify so many things. I mean, this call kind of pushes things back on me in a way that it's like a mirror to me where I look at it and I go, wow, You know, I get the opportunity to jump on this call every day, help you guys. Trent has the same opportunity. Anytime anyone volunteers to role play, you get the opportunity to help everyone in the group. And that simple change of the state of your mind and your mindset makes it exciting to do this business. Because we all know this business can be stressful. It can be really hard. Nicole Sinquini posted this really cool post yesterday with, a lot of the agents from Douglas Elliman. I know Jenny Yost came up, and they're going to do this mastermind group. And I thought, like, how cool is that? Like, what an amazing opportunity for these powerful women to get together, talk about their businesses, talk about their lives, and share best practices, and just be real with each other. You know, we all get that opportunity to network, to lean into our network, and to help build our businesses. So there's nothing that you have to do, but you get the opportunity to. So my question is, if you're doing open house this weekend, do you have to, or do you get the opportunity to meet new clients? Do you get the opportunity to help your seller or help a client sell a home? You know, to me, it's never about the financial reward. It's about the feeling I get when I've accomplished getting the result that my client wants. And so, again, do you have to or do you get to? You know, today I was thinking, I'm like, you know, there's like three people that I need to reach out to. And I just did it right now. I said, there's three people that I have to reach out to. Or do I just simply change it and I say, I get to talk to people today. I get to build my business. And so for me, I'm just on this kick of like, do I have to or do I get to? What's my state of mind? So Trent, what do you get to do today?
What's up, buddy? You know, I get to show one of our listings at 11 o'clock that's in Dana Point. Really good opportunity. I get to role play with Greg right after this at 9:30. I am door knocking at 1 o'clock, and I'm getting a listing signed as we speak. It's out in DocuSign today. So a lot of cool opportunities out there.
So, it's really interesting because the reason why I called Trent out initially is because I always joke about Trent. Like, Trent's kind of a freak, okay? He's like me on steroids 15 years ago. Like, when Trent joined my team, I don't know how long ago was it, Trent, like 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
In all fairness, I didn't think Trent was going to make it in the business, and it's not because he didn't have the fire behind him. It's because he was like anything that could go wrong, it went wrong for Trent. I mean, he opened an escrow, like he got attached to this fraudulent buyer that wanted to work with him, and he was so lit up, he thought it was like the greatest thing in the world. And I mean, it was just like one thing after another. Like, you know, he would. You know, open an escrow to fall out, open an escrow to fall out. He'd write offers, he'd get beat out. But I never saw, like, what I saw in Trent was something that was really, really incredible. And the reason why I say he's a freak is because this guy loves to role play. He loves to practice. He loves to, like, build his business. He loves to role play with people. And more importantly, like, he really loves door knocking. Like, when he says I'm door knocking at 1 o'clock, he's excited about it. And I know it because he tells me all the time. Like, he'll send me pictures of, like, him out, like, hey, I'm talking to people, and it's great. And, you know, he loves it. He's just smiling. He's waving at people as they, like, drive by. And he just loves it. And so he's a perfect example of he gets to. And I notice, you know, when I have a bad day or, you know, I'm kind of burnt out and I'm tired, and I notice that I start saying things like I have to, I start to immediately, like, I pull back and I go, wait a minute, okay, so what's going on? Do I need a break? Do I need a rest? Do I need to just get out there and look at the opportunity of, like, going and door knocking? I mean, yesterday Trent called me out. I went and door knocked. I got a great lead for it. And it felt so good walking away from the door, knowing that I built an opportunity for our team to sell a house for one of our buyers. And so I'm really at, like, what do you get to do today? Like, really think about that. What do you get to do today to build your business? You know, Greg, you know, brought up that he couldn't make the call last week or this week because he was surfing. Well, good for you. You get the opportunity to be in the ocean at the crack of dawn and ride waves and do something you love. This morning I had the opportunity, I got the opportunity to go work out, and the truth is I didn't feel like it. I had that split-second moment where I was like, eh, maybe I'll just avoid it. And then I thought about what I wanted to talk about on the call today, which is I have to or I get to. Do I have to work out? Because if I have to do something, I want to do it. If I have to do something, it anchors me down, it weighs me down. If I get the opportunity to go do something for myself and carve out time for myself, I walk away with it feeling better about myself. And so even though this is a role play call, it's also a mindset call, because the only people that are in charge of our mindset is us. No one can change our mindset unless we allow them to. You know, when people are influencing me or I'm having confrontation with people, I sometimes have to switch my state of mind to look at them, you know, from a totally different perspective out of love. Because if I don't, then they get the power over me. Just like I can have the power over myself to change my mindset. So, Trent, anything you want to add on that?
No, you said it perfectly, buddy. I love that.
So that's it for today, guys. I just want to do a quick call. It's Friday. We're going into the weekend. If you're doing open house, look at it as an amazing opportunity to build your business, because you get to do this. You get to help people with their dreams. You get to be the confidant, the consultant that gets to get them from point A to point B. And look where we live. So everybody have an amazing day, have an amazing weekend, set some appointments, and have some fun. Thank you.